you break natural disasters, as people as referenced, into sort of that, you know, crisis, recovery, and rebuild. And when you look at it on a macro level, it doesn't matter if it's in our community, nationally, or internationally, there are those three phases. And in the three phases, you know, we rely, the funders, on people like you, because you know how to do it best. And we wouldn't pretend to know how to touch the number of people and deliver the services the way that you do. But having been involved with past natural disasters, I knew that after 6 months, that people start to fall back into their own lives, their own patterns, and really between 6 months and 5 years is the most crucial time when problems pop up. And I can tell you today that we don't know what those problems are going to be yet.
Darius Anderson is founder and CEO of Kenwood Investments, a lobbyist, and also an owner of the Press Democrat. He and Rebuild North Bay hope to bring together local and state officials to advocate for every dollar that can be found to help with the rebuilding effort. Most of those dollars, he explained, won't be coming from private citizens.
The majority of the money we're going to need to rebuild our community is going to have to come from the partnership of the federal government, the state government, and local government. And what we really felt, because we are a small community, unlike a Houston or a Miami, where you have thousands and thousands of major businesses, we need to look at advocacy both at the federal level, state level, and local level, and making sure what we were doing was complemented those policy leaders right now that are leading us.
Anderson echoed the words of other funders who had spoken. Even 2 months after the fire, nobody really knows what the needs are going to be in coming years.
We are in that listening stage. We've had a ton of meetings. I'm leaving here to go meet with all the labor leaders in Sonoma County to talk to them about what their concerns are. And we're trying to go ahead and meet with as many people to make sure when this gets formalized that we've heard everybody's concerns and what it is. And so when the mission statement gets finally done, it will represent all of your interests and everyone that is going to be in need long term.
If you've been trying to follow the recovery, especially if your life has been affected by the fire, you know there's an almost impossible task of learning about and meeting deadlines and getting accurate information. That's also true on the level of nonprofits and funders identifying and meeting needs.
There is a huge number of meetings that are occurred, just like this meeting today. And there is not one clearinghouse. And so we are working right now with the County of Sonoma, the County of Napa, Mendo and Lake to talk to them about one individual. And we believe, you know, and when I say we, it's the collective folks that are on the board, that that individual should come from within the public sector and be on loan to us, and then we will reimburse the public sector for that individual, but somebody that knows the water district, the housing agencies, you know, all of those important organizations that are going to be key and crucial to getting the money from the federal and the state and then dispersing them out to the people that are in need.
What's the one overarching concern across all the organizations and people Anderson talks to?
Housing, you know, every single meeting, every single email that we've gotten keeps coming back, housing, 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 housing. What are we going to go ahead and do to make the short term, the interim, and the long term goals? And so this is something that we won't necessarily do ourselves, but we will partner with community leaders that are experts in these fields, as well as bringing in folks on the national level.
And Anderson's hope is that the rebuilding will improve on what was.
And make sure that we go ahead and build safer, greener, stronger. And that's going to take, you know, all of us together working in this room, because the insurance money won't necessarily guarantee greener or smarter or stronger.
Darius Anderson, a founder of Rebuild North Bay, one of the organizations taking part in the Resilience Convening last week in Rohnert Park. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.